Yeah.
Yeah, he just knew too much, didn't tell.
I mean, and lied.
And lied. And, you know, other than that, everything was, you know, clean as a whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, on the same day, now there's investigation that the quarterback who's throwing the old pigskin right now may have accepted some, you know, little things like cars and stuff like that.
Imagine if this was going on at Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, yeah.
How much longer would they have a football program?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, yeah. Can he turn those sweaters inside out and still wear them? I mean, as long as you can't read the Ohio State logo.
I don't know. Maybe he could get some reverse stitching done and get the embroidery taken out.
For his next school.
Probably so.
Yeah. Sisters of the Poor in Cleveland is the only place he's going to end up coaching, something like that.
He's got money. He doesn't have to worry. So.
Well, now, he don't get another dime from Ohio State. He's getting fired. They don't have to pay him another penny.
Are we going to call the tennis boys personally and congratulate them on their national championship?
I heard the Stanford boys challenged them to an algebra contest after they lost.
Well, but I mean, I'm just saying, if we're not going to call them and congratulate them that way, can't we just go ahead and congratulate them now? I mean, it seemed to indicate that we'd congratulate them later. Can't we go?
Well, I actually congratulated them.
With Conan the Grammarian.
Actually, they were actually winning their title. I mean, serving right when I was in the middle of my first sportscast last evening, yesterday. So I'm sitting here watching on this newfangled deal they call the internet.
Yeah.
You know? So I was pretty much able to report it as it happened, thanks to the internet. So we congratulated them last night.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like tennis with Tom, was it?
Yeah, it was. Ooh, it really was.
Tea with tea.
It really was. And I've learned to pronounce their last names right and everything.
Because you and Bud Collins.
Yeah.
Right there. Huh?
Yeah. I've got more hair.
Police had to give a stern lecture to a pair of dueling Pennsylvania ice cream truck drivers.
Wag of the finger.
Who were apparently involved in an escalating battle over territory. The wife of one of the drivers said that her husband's rival tried to run him off the road. A patrolman tracked down the alleged offending driver. Okay, how difficult would that be? It's a big truck that keeps playing the same annoying song over and
jingle,
over again.
Jingle, jingle, jingle,
and it has
jingle.
Pictures of ice cream on the
jingle,
side.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
So, anyway. And you know, when the officer pulls him over, does he say, "Would you turn the music off?"
I can't, officer.
Can we do that? Yeah. Anyway, a patrolman tracked down the alleged offending driver, who said it was the woman's husband who had, in fact, tried to run him off the road, not the other way around. The other driver's wife, by now I've lost count of which driver we're talking about, had said there had been several incidences between the two men. The patrolman said he spoke with both drivers, told them they needed to sort things out or else face the possibility of the town revoking their permits.
Think of the children. Yeah, and that really would probably, you know, do a number on your kids. They go out there, "Hey, can we go to the ice cream truck?" "Yeah, sure, whatever."
Yeah.
And you send them out there, you know, with their shekels, and they get out there, and you got two guys fighting.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they both have dreamsicles, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
But when you start getting that, little drumsticks out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could put an eye out. You have to be careful.
Little dunce caps.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you go at them like that, it could be a problem. So, I mean, I'm just saying, this is in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. So, I'm just saying, watch for that.
It's gonna be a good one. I bet in Uniontown it wouldn't melt right away.
Well, probably
not right this second.
Yeah.
Unlike here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. We got a lot of info.
Mayshine.
Perfect situation. Really? Okay.
We're living on the equator, man.
Here, we could have dueling lunch wagons, however. That could be fun.
Is it just me, or have they just populated out the wazoo?
Yeah, everywhere.
May's a great month. There's Mother's Day, graduation, and as always, great specials from all Rattler stores in Bryan College Station. This month, all Keebler sandwich crackers are 3 for $1. Wash those down with any size frozen drink, like Paradise, an icy cold icy, alligator ice, or the new Polar Shock for just 99 cents. And 12 packs of ice cold Bud, Miller, and Coors are just $9.99. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, there you go. Make it 619. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's wrap up May. It's May 31st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor-director Clint Eastwood's birthday is today. He's 81 years old.
Former
today.
Mayor.
Former mayor.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carmel by the Sea.
Well, and now he doesn't remember if he fired six shots or only five.
Yeah, so. You're right. Yeah. Help me with this.
That's right. Yeah, make which day? Yeah. What day is it? Anyway, he's 81 years old. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. He'd be the shorter one of the two living ones.
And he's
73 years old today.
Of course, I had a brush with him years ago.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Did he?
He actually spoke to me and a couple of my friends.
Yeah, you saw each other pretty much eye to eye, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
What do you say, get out of my way?
Well, actually, it was in G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
Of course it was.
If you'll recall. And if you'll also recall, there, leading back to the locker rooms, there were kind of ramped areas.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, sure.
You know, that kind of at an incline. And,
right. Were you going down the ramp?
Well, we walked by once, and then a couple of minutes later, we walked back by, and he said, "You boys quit walking down here." So.
So
it was get out of here.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, so there. He's always been my least favorite one since then.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you didn't run into Mary. Back then Mary was svelte, right? Yeah.
Oh,
so.
They were. Yeah, I mean, and again, as I've said, this was the first.
This was in their first go around, right?
Well, yeah. This was the first time that we had. It was called Town Hall back then, not Opus. It was called Town Hall,
uh-huh.
And this was the first time we'd had somebody besides the Letterman,
right,
or the Four Aces, or somebody here. This was like a group who young people really wanted to see,
right?
Because
how were they received? The thing is, I mean, this was in the '60s during the Vietnam War, right?
It was like 1968 or so.
And you're looking at
My parents would have been in school here.
Yeah,
and you're looking at women were in school then, but it was still all military, I believe, was it not?
But
and
I mean,
all that. I just wondered if they were, and they were sort of. At that time, looked at as the hippie anti-war type.
Well,
you know.
They were, but also, I mean, if you'll think about it, there was a lot of esoterica to their
right.
songs.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And things that didn't reverberate necessarily here, but no,
exactly.
there's not any problem with them, and in fact, stood there with a bunch of people afterwards, and they signed autographs until everybody was gone.
Wow,
so, you know, they did that.
Very good.
Not a long time ago.
Yeah, there you go. Johnny Paycheck.
No.
Oh, is he gone?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Johnny. Would have been 70 years old today.
And collecting bets, I'm
yeah,
sure.
There you go. Yeah. Joe Namath. Oh, I'm sorry, Chase. Golly.
Man.
Shall we come back to him? Yeah, let's come back to him. Sharon Gless is 68 years old.
Well, yeah.
You know. She'd be,
she ain't going to chase anybody on Cagney and Lacey now.
No. She'd be Christine Cagney.
Yeah, she's on the show called Burn Notice now on USA.
Uh-huh.
Plays the lead character's mama. Smokes.
I was going to say, and isn't she kind of a
little bit?
I mean,
yeah,
she's kind of a husky voice,
yeah.
Like a friend
exactly.
of a car
like
thing going
been,
on now.
Like she's been smoking a lot. Yeah,
yeah. There you go. Gregory Harrison. He was Gonzo Gates on Trapper John, M.D. If you remember him, he's 61 years old. A funny guy. Bob Elliott's son, Chris Elliott, from Groundhog Day and Get a Life. And
I'm being summoned early, so
see you later. Okay, bye.
51 years old.
Here's
today.
Namath.
Want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. 68 years old, Joe Namath. Chris Elliott, we told you, was 51. Actress Leah Thompson. She was Lorraine McFly in Back to the Future, 50 years old. Brooke Shields' birthday is today. She's 46. Colin Farrell, the actor, turns 35 years old today.
He's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he is. Tom Berenger, the actor, turns 61 years old.
Almost collecting bets already at 61.
Yeah, probably. Singer Corey Hart is 49 years old today. And I guess that's all I got.
DMC.
Ah.
Of Run DMC.
There you go.
Be a 47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that about makes sense.
Okay.
I got 623.